started off as a trombonist, it says here.
Unfortunately, I spent 12 years with a trombone and 3 years with a violin.
Yeah. Did you have the trombone first and then the violin?
No, the violin was the first victim.
Yeah, and then the trombone. Why'd you switch to guitar? Did you get the chicks?
Oh, God, no. You tell me how we can do that. I'll be grateful. It just got me. I didn't even think of it as a musical instrument. I made up an E chord one day, and that was it. It was unforgettable.
Were you self-taught?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Did you copy records like Joe Pass or something?
Well, no, not really. Where I started, there weren't any records. It was in Muskogee, in Oklahoma, and I just dreamed up what I could. Later on, my family moved to Virginia, and I would spend some time at these country festivals down in North Carolina, Southern Virginia, places like Whippoorwill Lake, which was a cow pond with a platform in it, or Watermelon Park.
Yeah.
I never knew why they called that a park, but that had an influence because people would, it was before the festival became a commercial enterprise, and these were literally festivals, and the people who went to them were people you didn't see on the street.
Yeah.
And what you heard was stuff that I'd never heard before.
Huh.
Had quite an effect.
So I guess you're a fan of that Okie from Muskogee tune.
No.